Hi, welcome to Extra Time. I'm John Raymond, web editor for sport here at The National. I'm joined by Graham Cagill, our senior sports editor. Thanks for joining me, Graham.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we're going to be talking about the Indian Premier League, which it was revealed yesterday. We'll have 20 matches staged here in the UAE between Dubai, Sharjah, and here in Abu Dhabi. So let's just jump right into it, Graham. First, let's start with the matches that you're pinpointing as ones to see here, you know, must-see matches here in the UAE.
Well, I think, obviously, you almost start with your opener. So, like, at any tournament, you know, the opening game's a big deal. And Mumbai Indians playing Kolkata Knight Riders here in Abu Dhabi on the 16th, we all set the ball rolling beautifully. So it's always good to see the defending champions in action from the start. And I think there will be a lot of interest. And obviously, the amount of excitement we already know there is for it coming here, I think it's going to be a great atmosphere and a great night in Abu Dhabi on that evening.
One, I guess I would point to is the one on, I think it's Saturday, April 19th. It's going to be in Dubai, and that'll be Royal Challengers Bangalore versus Mumbai Indians. In my opinion, I think RCB have the strongest top-to-bottom squad in the IPL going into the season. And Mumbai, obviously, they're the defending champions. So if I'm pointing out one, I think that's the must-see. Gotta get out to Dubai International Cricket Stadium and find that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that one bit. But as you said, Bangalore got a fantastic batting lineup. They've got Chris Gayle, the West Indies opener, who we all know and from previous tournaments is an amazing big hitter. If he gets in, the ball really does go far with him. And he's going to be up against Mumbai. I've got probably the new big hitter on that show in the New Zealand's Corey Anderson, the guy who hit the fastest international 100 ever recorded earlier in the year. So that's going to be a fascinating mashup between those two. But then you've also got Lasith Malinga, the Mumbai bowler, who's been probably the best exponent of 2020 bowling with his at-the-death Yorkers and such. So as you said, I think that's going to be a great match. I think another one that's got potential is a game on Monday the 21st in Abu Dhabi, and that's Chennai again. But Chennai, who have won the tournament twice before in the past, take on the Delhi Daredevils. That'll be an interesting match in that Chennai led by MS Dhoni, the current India captain, but Delhi are led by Kevin Peterson, who's obviously been quite a controversial character of late. And you know, it's going to be great news for everyone because they're going to get to see Peterson fully focused on the Indian Premier League. Obviously, in a way, England's loss is UAE's gain, really, with what's happened and the ramifications of him being able to do a full schedule.
Yeah, and I think we're actually pretty lucky out here in the UAE because I think Delhi have three or four matches in the country while the IPL is going on. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for people to get a glimpse of KP.
Absolutely. Well, Peterson's obviously played here before with England when they toured when they had the Pakistan series here back in early 2012. And you know, he played some great 2020 knocks in. I remember being in the stadium in Abu Dhabi when he batted beautifully for, I think it was around 60 not out, which by his standards was probably a low score. But as it turns out, he judged the innings beautifully because it was difficult batting that night in Abu Dhabi. And so I think we'll see more of the same from him. He's got a point to prove now. With the fact like he feels slighted by the fact that England have rejected him and said he'll never be selected again by them. So I think it's going to be a great chance for him to really show what he can do in the next few weeks here in the UAE and then back in India.
Yeah, so now let's talk about some of these teams that'll be showing up here in the UAE. I've already said that, you know, I like Royal Challengers Bangalore a lot coming into the season. I think they have a number of guys that you would call top 20 cricketers in the world, especially in the T20 format. Virat Kohli, Chris Gayle, AB de Villiers. Who are you looking at, though, to be a title contender?
I think Bangalore will definitely be up there for sure, but I think Chennai have proven, you know, over the years consistently they've always been up there, sort of the fact two victories and two final spots, and I expect more of the same again because I think Dhoni will be huge for them. He always seems to rise to the occasion for them, and in Brendan McCullum, that's going to be a real big boost to their batting lineup. Having McCullum and Dhoni in the same lineup is fantastic, and having Suresh Raina and Dwayne Bravo there as well sort of really gives them a little bit for their batting. As you said, their bowling might not be the strongest area, but normally I think their runs is they've got enough runs and batting in depth to possibly make up for that. And so I expect them to at least make the playoffs for sure. Possibly Mumbai again, it's like, you know, I expect them to be challenging to retain their title. I think Corey Anderson has the potential to be a real breakout star in this IPL. And I think they've got a big coup as well in getting Michael Hussey on board, who's been a big part of Chennai's success in recent years, but he was not kept on by Chennai ahead of this year's auction. And so the Australian Open, I think he's, it feels daft to say someone's a proper batsman, because they're all batsmen.
Yeah.
But he's a guy who really can play all conditions. He's not just a big hitter. If the ball's moving around or wickets fall at the other end, he's a guy who can put an innings together and hold it together and bat for 16, 17 overs of the match and sort of keep the innings together to make sure his team gets a decent total. And there will be days when that happens, and he's a man you really want in your side. So I think he's a real big addition to Mumbai. Looking through the other sides, I do like Delhi as well. I know we sort of covered the Peterson factor, but I think Ross Taylor's a fantastic limited overs player as well, and can really sort of hit the ball hard. And I think Sunrisers Hyderabad, sort of looking a little bit outside the box, they were kind of a surprise package last season when they were sort of rebranded and came in. But I like one of their openers, Aaron Finch. He kind of gets overlooked a bit in the Australian team at the moment because of the big hitting of David Warner. But he can really give it a big whack as well and sort of can score very, very fast when needed. And Dale Steen, who's the best test match bowler in the world, in my opinion at the moment, well, sort of pace-wise, I think he's would be a huge asset. And sort of on nights when it's low scoring, four overs from Dale Steen can be very, very difficult to get away. So I kind of think Hyderabad could be a little bit of a surprise contender again.
One team we haven't actually mentioned yet is Kings 11 Punjab. I think they might actually be one of the more underrated teams. They have a dominant bowler in Mitchell Johnson, in the same sense that Mumbai has Malinga. They have George Bailey and Sean Marsh, a couple of Aussies who are pretty good batsmen. What do you think about them and their chances?
I think a lot of it will depend, as you say, on sort of how fit Mitchell Johnson is, because I know obviously it came out in the last week that he wasn't going to be fit to play for Australia at the World 2020 that's going on in Bangladesh. So he might not be the case that he's fit for the start of the tournament. But as you said, his pace, which has made him such a terrifying figure in test matches recently, means he will definitely be a factor and sort of will be difficult to play against. Although the difficulty is, it's not like test cricket where you can ram the field around the ball and really put on the pressure. In T20, the field will be out a little bit. So it will be about sort of keeping the run rate down and getting some dot balls in. But the best way for to get a dot ball is also to take a wicket. And Mitchell Johnson, if he can really swing the ball with his left arm, that as he can do sometimes, some of his Yorkers are unplayable. So, as you said, I think he will be a big factor. Another element of that team, as you mentioned, is George Bailey, who is Australia's leading light in that area. Sort of, he's great in the middle order, can really score runs late at the death. And so I think he'll be a big factor. It's almost like the Australian link-up, as you said, in that team, because you've also got Glenn Maxwell, who can also really, really hit the ball well. And so I know sort of he had a couple of sort of little dodgy moments in the limited series in the winter against England, and actually got chewed out by his own coach, Darren Layman, for a little bit of irresponsibility and poor shot selection. So it'll be interesting to see sort of how he sort of handles this. But I think Punjab have got the ability to sort of be a contender, but they will need their Australian contingent to really hit form.
Mm-hmm. And just looking at these rosters here, I'm looking at Rajasthan Royals, and to me, they seem like one of the teams that might be lagging a little bit. They don't really seem to have the star power of a Royal Challengers. They don't seem to have the depth that Mumbai Indians have. They've got Brad Hodge, James Faulkner, Shane Watson, but those are probably, Steve Smith, those Australians there are probably their biggest names, and they're not quite on par, I would say, with some of the other teams here.
Well, that's a fair assessment, but it was kind of the same with them really last year, and sort of Shane Watson particularly sort of carried them well, and they actually ended up getting to the playoffs before their challenge faltered. They probably, as you say, haven't got enough strength and depth to really sort of push on, because there's a lot of games you played in a short period of time in that stage. But you're going to expect Shane Watson, who with his bowling as well is a useful asset at both ends, and it's very important to them in that respect. And the same with Faulkner as well. He's a good all-rounder. But I'm kind of reviewing that camp, and I don't think they probably have enough, and it will be a tall order for them to repeat their run to the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, well, wrapping it up here, let's make a couple of predictions. Who are you taking to win Indian Premier League 7?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. I think, looking at the rosters at the moment and given the form, I think I'm surprised Bangalore haven't won it, given that of how well Chris Gayle has played so far. And I think My only fear with Bangalore would be possibly their bowling to an extent, but I think the batting power they've got, I think it's probably they are due to win it. I would say them, and I think Delhi will be a very strong contender as well, purely on the fact that I think Kevin Peterson will almost try and win that tournament for them single-handedly.
Not biased at all there, are you?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Peterson does in that respect, sort of, because he's been a very frustrating figure for England, and he leaves a lot of English people cold to an extent with some of his attitude. But I think many people feel he was unfairly treated in how he was got rid of, and I'm one of those in that respect. And I think I think all of cricket wants to see Peterson at his best, and I think the UAE are in a nice position here to possibly see that. So I think he will be a man possessed in this tournament.
Well, if I'm going with it, I think, as you do, that RCB have the best team right now on paper. We've mentioned their foreign contingent, but even between even getting past that, you see they have Yuvraj Singh, they have Parthiv Patel, Varun Aaron, in their bowlers Ravi Rampal, Mitchell Stark, Mattia Muralitharan. There's just so much talent on this team. And then if anyone else is going to challenge them, I think Mumbai might have a shot at winning it again. Just the depth on that team is remarkable. Going down the list of their bowlers, Josh Hazlewood's pretty decent. Krishmar Santokhi looked really good in the Caribbean Premier League. Pragyan Oja is an Indian international. Harbhajan Singh, Zaheer Khan, they really don't have a weak link, it seems. So if I'm picking any two that I think might win it, I'd go with those two.
Yeah, I think that's a fair shout. I feel a bit bad because I've always had a soft spot for Chennai, not kind of going them, but I'm a little bit worried about their bowling, which is why I'm sort of picking Bangalore above them in that respect.
Well, that'll do it for us here today. Thanks again, Graham, for joining me. We're all really excited here for the Indian Premier League to get going there on April 16th. We hope you have a chance to get out to one of the games while they're in the UAE. Thanks for listening. This has been produced by DT Unnikrishnan and the National Multimedia Desk.